live from CAP Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. CAP Radio's financial troubles go beyond the public radio station. As a nonprofit auxiliary of Sacramento State, any debt is ultimately the responsibility of the university. Filing for bankruptcy is not an option, which means Sac State is tethered to CAP Radio's deep-rooted financial mismanagement that was uncovered following an audit commissioned by the California State University System. That audit found numerous instances of financial mismanagement, as well as concern that CAP Radio would not be able to pay for its long-delayed and costly downtown projects, which include a new headquarters and live venue. And according to Sac State's own internal projections, CAP Radio will have no financial resources remaining in January of 2024. These devastating findings touch so many lives, from staff at CAP Radio who are finding out about this just like everyone else, to listeners and supporters, as well as the Sac State campus community. As journalists, we've been reporting on this independently, which means in following NPR's protocols for reporting on itself, no CAP Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed our reporting before broadcast. So we're going to continue our ongoing coverage today with a focus on students. Natalie Andrade Dominguez is Sacramento State's student body president with Associated Students, Inc., or ASI, and is also a CAP Radio board member. Natalie, welcome.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to start with what's new and work our way backward, because this is a quickly developing situation. What is your involvement with the CAP Radio board?
So I currently serve on the board since this summer. So I've been a part of the board for 3 months. And before that, I had no involvement with the board internally. However, with ASI, we do have an internship that's supposed to be a partnership that I was actually supposed to oversee last year, which did not happen. So new of Capital Public Radio, but just joined the board this summer.
And that internship program was supposed to be affiliated with CAP Radio?
Yes, and did not happen. Mm.
When it comes to a board, I mean, when you and I were talking and preparing for this conversation, you know, you have been part of other boards. I mean, can you just give us a better understanding of what a board is supposed to do?
Yes. So I currently do serve as ASI president, which is usually affiliated as being student body president. But I also am president and CEO of ASI, which is a campus auxiliary. So very similar to how CPR is a campus auxiliary as well. So ASI has its own board, and I essentially am the president of that board. And I am also a part of three other boards on campus, which are also campus auxiliaries. So I am heavily involved with how campus auxiliary works, how boards are supposed to be ran, procedures, policies, and serve mainly as a student representative on all of these boards. And essentially what these campus auxiliaries are intended to do are to serve the students and the Sac State community in conjunction with the board members and how we can best serve our Sac State community and its students. Mm.
And that is really important context, because that brings me to just Monday. You sent a statement to the State Hornet, which is the student-run news service, and you called on the CAP Radio board members to resign. Can you explain what led for you to release that statement?
Absolutely. So there is a few things. So one being that me knowing the knowledge of how boards are supposed to work, there was a few procedural things that did not sit right with me as being a member of a lot of other boards and seeing that this board was not following those. So one being that there was no agenda posted, and to parliamentary procedures, there has to be an agenda posted 72 hours in advance. So there was no agenda that was posted. The modality of the meeting was they were trying to switch it. So I got an email saying that it was going to be on Zoom a day before, that it was going to be in person, and then the night before that it was going to be back on Zoom. We cannot do that per parliamentary procedures, because we are a campus auxiliary and open to the public and a nonprofit status. We have to notify the public how our meetings are going to be ran, when they're going to be ran. And if we want to have a closed session, that still has to be a public meeting. And then it can be notified that we will go into closed session. But the public has to have an opportunity to come and give public comment. So that was really the groundwork for me to put out a statement as quickly as I did, because we had a board meeting on Tuesday, and us not following those parliamentary procedures, to me personally, and also serving as a president of another campus auxiliary, that was not okay. So the leadership in CPR, that they are not following those standard guidelines that we need to, really called for me to put a statement out as fast as I did.
And when you're talking about the last board meeting, that was just yesterday.
Yes.
And from my understanding, was it supposed to be public, but then it became a closed session?
All board meetings from all campus auxiliaries are public. They need to be public. If we want to have a closed session, absolutely we can, per parliamentary policies. We can have a closed session. However, our board meetings need to be notified, or the public needs to be notified that we have a board meeting and that it, at this time, from this time to this time, we're having closed session. That it was only stated on the website that we're having a meeting on Tuesday and that the entire meeting was a closed session. That cannot happen. There is no agenda. There is no stating of if it was the modality, if it was going to be on person or in Zoom. So it was just a lot of parliamentary procedures that were not being followed.
And even though this is your first term as president, you've been with ASI, with the student, it's an elected student body government, for 3 years prior. So
yes.
So you have a good familiarity with how things are supposed to work. When you first became a student representative of the CAP Radio board just a few months ago, I mean, what can you share about how the process has been? Because you were walking into to all of this. I mean, I'm sure it was largely unknown to you.
Yeah, so my first board meeting, we had not known the extent of the financial issues. I found out just as everyone else did. So when I heard that there was a bit of financial issues, of course, that always comes to a concern. And then knowing the extent of the audit, I can't even imagine, I can't even explain my shock to it. My own campus auxiliary just had our audit, and it was completely clean, and it's been for years. So seeing the comparison and how we follow very strictly the CSU policies and how we need to do things, and then seeing how bad it got at CPR, that raised a red flag for me as a new board member, as not knowing prior history of really not knowing what internally has gone on with the board, someone who's coming in new and seeing the amount of debt that they are in, it raised a huge flag, because how does that go on for so long? So it wasn't sitting right with me in the beginning. And then as I read the audit and I continued to hear things, the reaction of the board, it was just all red flags that were occurring to me. And as someone who knows and has been in those positions, I knew that I had to say something before it got worse.
What response have you received since issuing that statement calling on the board to resign?
From the student perspective, I mean, students are happy. They've told me that they're glad that they have someone speaking up. If I'm being completely transparent, the students are lost. They have no idea what's going on. They don't know how campus auxiliaries work. They don't even know what an auxiliary means. They didn't even know CPR was a part of Sac State.
And CPR is Capital Public Radio.
Yes.
Just so listeners are aware.
Yes. I'm used to just saying CPR.
Oh, I get it.
So students don't know anything. They don't know what this audit meant. They don't know how it was going to affect Sac State. All in their mind is they see Sac State is in debt or has to pay this amount of money. And they're worried that that money now is going to pull from resources on Sac State campus. So to me, that was my call out of saying, OK, students don't know what's going on. I need to speak out as a representative.
You know, and this just follows, you know, across the CSU system, the Board of Trustees within the Cal State University system approved on tuition increases. So I'm thinking about, you know, the confusion that you're explaining from the student community. I mean, they're finding out that come next academic year, there's going to be an increase in tuition coupled with these financial challenges.
Yeah, so that raises a lot more concern in the students. They're not only worried of how they're going to pay tuition next year, how they're going to get that money, but then Sac State is all over the news saying, oh my God, we owe this much money to them. They don't understand the logistics of actually what's going on and how it will not affect them deeply, but they don't know that. No one's talking to them. No one's explaining things to them in a language that they will understand. So that was my call out, that I need to put something out and talk to the students of what's going on and letting them know, like, we are not going to let this affect them, and we're going to work towards bringing back Capital Public Radio's mission and ensuring that in the future we can have a connection with Sac State students and this amazing organization and all the work that you all do.
Yeah, because when getting to that mission, I mean, the audit also detailed that, you know, we are to be, as an auxiliary, of course, a benefit to the campus, which means a benefit to the students. And we haven't had students part of CAP Radio since the pandemic. I believe they suspended the internship program, but it hasn't been brought back. How would you like to see CAP Radio move forward as a benefit to the student community, let's say like 6 months to a year from now?
I mean, first responsibility is to ensure that we are financially stable. And when doing that, ensuring that we can bring back that internship program, because it is so valuable for students who want to go into the media world, who are seeking to do what you are doing, to do what all the work that you all do here. So it's important that we reestablish an internship program and that you all are able to have student assistants, that they can shadow you all and hopefully have a connection to pursue a career here, which is very important. We have a lot, especially because we're in Sacramento and the politics around Sacramento. A lot of people go into political journalism, they go into communications, and we don't have that established connection in it. And students have asked me, like, is there internships? What's going on? And for us to be able to say, no, we don't have anything, the mission is to be able to say, yes, we do have this internship program.
Mm. Given that Sacramento State and CAP Radio are tethered together, we're an auxiliary of the university should also provide oversight to CAP Radio, too. I mean, CAP Radio has been around for more than four decades. Do you hold any responsibility to those in leadership at Sac State about letting things get to this point?
I don't know much of before this process and how much involvement the university has had, so I won't speak on anything I don't know. But moving forward, I do think that the university has a responsibility to have oversight over Capital Public Radio until they are financially stable and get a new general manager and president who can take over the leadership responsibility once Capital Public Radio is financially stable.
I want to get to the search for the general manager, because Sacramento State sent us a statement last night, because the board meeting was a closed session. Sacramento State opposes the board's move to vote to hire a GM. And their first sentence in the statement they sent us was that the university had been notified that Capital Public Radio's vote this evening, that was Tuesday evening, to move forward with hiring a new general manager at the cost of nearly $500,000. I mean, you are representative on the board. I mean, hearing that, what is your reaction to moving forward with this hire?
I agree with Sac State's statement. I voted no against hiring the new GM and general manager for Capital Public Radio, because there is no funds. How can we move forward with hiring someone when we don't know where the funds will come from? I think that's financially irresponsible. And I think the first step is, I mean, we have Tom Carlo, who has years of experience in public media, and allowing him with that experience, with his connections with Sac State, with President Wood, to rebuild and help the financial issues that Capital Public Radio is having. And then further down the line, see who we can hire, who can permanently be the general manager and president, so they don't come into this issue that we're having here. And I agree with Sac State's statement, and I think it's not the right call.
Yeah, and when I want to clarify, with the cost of that Sac State says of nearly $500,000 a year, a salary for what could be the new GM for CAP Radio that the board voted to approve yesterday, that includes benefits as well. Finally, I mean, in that same statement, Sacramento State also said, quote, "We also believe in saving CAP Radio." And I see you nodding along as well. I mean, what is a sound and healthy CAP Radio to you?
To me, that we're following its mission, that we're serving our listeners, we're serving the community, the Sac State community, the city community, everyone who supports and loves Capital Public Radio. And the students, that there is a strong connection there. I mean, we're missing a key part, that CPR is a campus auxiliary, and we need to be in connection with Sac State students. All I have heard throughout the students is, we don't even know what that is. They do not know. They didn't even know that this station was on Sac State campus. So there's a huge disconnect there between this campus auxiliary and the students. Even my own board members didn't even know about Capital Public Radio. I was the only person on my board who knew what was going on. So not even the own student government leadership that is supposed to represent all 33,000 students knew what was going on, I can't imagine the average student who isn't as involved. So that clearly shows that there is a disconnect between this auxiliary and the students. And to get to a point where students know about the opportunities here and that there are opportunities mm-hmm. here and that CPR is thriving and that they are doing their mission, which is serving the community and the students.
You have deep-rooted knowledge of what is just is such a dire situation. And this is my final question. Knowing all that you know, are you hopeful that CAP Radio can get to that point?
I am very hopeful. I think under our new president, President Luke Wood, he has shown such a passion and desire to ensure that we keep Capic Public Radio and that we bring it back to its mission. And that I full-heartedly believe we can get there. I think with taking the right steps, which is why I called for the resignation as quickly, which is why I'm voicing my concerns, because I want it to get back there.
Did the board talk to you about that? Because, I mean, you have to work with them.
No. I mean, it was a closed session, so I can't talk much of discussion, but I was in agreement with what Sac State chooses to do.
Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
Natalie Andrade Dominguez is Sacramento State's student body president with Associate Students EEC, or ASI, and is also a CAP Radio board member, sharing her perspective on the deep-rooted financial mismanagement issues uncovered in a CSU audit. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.